Welcome back to another You A Go Girl podcast, the podcast where I'm hopefully getting my shit together. Okay, guys, so welcome back to You Go Girl podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, and if I was recording this yesterday, I would have been able to tell you that I lost 2.5 pounds in the last 7 days, which was amazing. My daughter is sitting next to me and she's supposed to be eating a yogurt for breakfast and she's just talking to it, so we'll see how this goes. Aurora, hey, mommy's trying to record something. Can we be quiet? Can you just eat your yogurt? So yesterday, I didn't feel good at all. I felt like shit, really, and my kid was really exhausting, and she needed a nap herself, so we had kind of a blow-up when we went out, and then we came back and tried to play it low-key. We ended up taking a very long nap. I didn't do anything. What I did eat was just total shit. I was drinking soda, which I haven't been drinking. And this morning I woke up and weighed myself and I have gained pretty much 2 pounds in a day. Like, that is so depressing. My 7 days, I lost 2.5 pounds, and in one day I gained it back. Like, that is pitiful, totally pitiful. Other than that, some things that I have to say, let's see. I originally, before I had deleted everything before, I was talking about how bad my acne is or was. It was to the point where I just could not deal with it anymore. And I was buying all these different products. Nothing was working. So my friend is a consultant for Rodan and Fields. And she was like, listen, just try it. Even for just 1 month, it's a money back guarantee. And for months, I had been putting it off because it's a lot of money. It's like over $180. So that's expensive, you know? So I'd put it off. And then finally, I was just so self-conscious and so disgusted with my face at this point that I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I went on and ordered the unblemished treatment, and I started using it, and when I started using it, I immediately saw results almost within a day. I think the redness, I saw results in a day, and then my acne had diminished so much within, you know, a week or two of using it. I was taking pictures so that I could prove, you know, that it was a significant change in my skin, because if I'm spending that much money, I want to know. I don't want to think. I want to know that it works. So it worked, but I was still hung up on the price. So I researched and I found this blog that was saying, that she had done the same thing. And she didn't want to spend all that money, so she found dupes that worked for her. So I went and I bought those dupes because they were way less expensive than the unblemished treatment. And I was using them. Well, I can tell you that those dupes do not work for me. They may have worked for her, but they do not work for me. My skin was so oily. It was disgusting. I started getting acne again. It took a little bit, but I did start getting acne again. Then it started getting worse. And then finally I was like, I cannot go back to where I was. Like, I can't. I can't remember what comedian it was, but there was a comedian I was watching one time and he's like, listen, fellas, I don't know if you know this, but ladies can't go back in lifestyle, okay? So like, once I had found something that would work for my skin and it did get rid of everything, to see it all coming back was like a real mind fuck, I'll tell you that. So I went out and I bought Unblemish again. My mouth is like really dry today, so I keep drinking out of my water bottle. Sorry. So I went and bought Unblemish again. And literally, I am not joking, within 1 day of using it, my skin was less red when I woke up in the morning. I was like, you have got to be shitting me. How is that even possible? I have very red, oily, acne-prone skin. It is miserable. Now that I'm getting older, I'm going to be 28 next month. Now that I'm getting older, I see, you know, changes in my skin. My pores are a lot bigger than they used to be. I have these fine lines under my eyes. I have very, very dark circles under my eyes. It's genetic, and honestly, I used to know a lot about it, but I can't remember anymore. So anyway, I have very dark circles under my eyes. That's genetic. That's just something I've always dealt with. But so I've been noticing lately that the fine lines under my eyes in the inner corner, they are becoming more prominent. So when I cover up my circles, my dark circles with concealer, after a while, my fine lines, you know, start to crease. And it's not that I'm not doing it properly, because I am, you know, you don't cake up, or I mean, some people can, but you know, if you're having issues under your eyes, then you don't cake up on the concealer. You set the concealer. You keep up with it. If you need to, you know, reset it throughout the day. My lines are just wrinkles at this point, I'm realizing. So I don't know if they're from smiling or squinting or whatever, but that's what they are, and they're there. So I'm noticing that. And let's see what else is going on with my face. I feel like that's the peach fuzz. Oh my god, I have to go get a dermaplane. I haven't yet. I used to do it myself when I was younger, but honestly, I can see a significant difference in the amount of peach fuzz that is on my face. It is outrageous. I actually feel like I have a low-key beard. It is peach fuzz. It's white and very teeny tiny and not, you know, hard or anything like that. It's legitimate peach fuzz, but there's just so much of it that it's, like, concerning to me. So I'll be getting a dermaplane soon, but anyway, so I've been noticing all these changes in my skin now that I'm getting older, things that weren't there before, things that weren't as bad, and I can't use, hold on, I gotta see, there's a car alarm going off, and I don't know if it's my car, so I have to go check to see. No, it's not my car. Okay. And my cat was outside. She just freaked out. So I've been using the Rodin and Fields, and this is by no means like a plug for them. Like, I'm not getting paid for it. I'm not getting a discount. I don't work for them, nothing. I just really mean that this is amazing and it's working for me. So I have severe redness, acne prone, very oily skin, and this is working so well. And another way that I can tell is that my makeup is lasting longer throughout the day, without having to be touched up, without having to be powdered or blotted or whatever. It's staying in place. Normally I could just like, I could have an itch on my face and I could touch it for like a second very lightly and it would just wipe, my makeup would just wipe right off. Now it's not doing that because my skin is less oily. When I was talking to my friend, she said that they had revamped their Unblemished since the last time I bought it. And I had known that, and I could tell the difference for the most part when I put the new stuff on my face from previously. So the toner used to have a more tingly, like citrusy feeling, like a fresh feeling when you put it on your skin. Your skin almost like, you could feel your skin like opening up almost. Now it's less. I'm not sure if that's good or bad. It might be good. It might have been that there was like some type of alcohol or something in there that made that fresh feeling. I'm not sure, but I still like the toner a lot. A lot. It still gives you a fresh feeling. It's just not as extreme as it was previously. And then I don't feel a difference in the acne treatment itself. It's like this dual pump. But I do feel a difference in the wash that I do in the shower. It's like a purple wash, and it used to be called the sulfur wash. It's not anymore. It feels more grainy. I'm not sure if there even, I don't think there is sulfur in it anymore, which I actually really liked the sulfur wash. So I still have my dupe, which is, I think, Kate Somerville or something like that. And it's an acne wash and it's pink. It's a sulfur acne wash and it's pink. So what I'm doing in the shower now is I'm putting on the Rodin Fields like wash that's purple, and I like rub that in, and then I wash that off, and then I put on the sulfur wash after that. And then I have this very gentle exfoliating sponge in for my face that I use. So I go over that real quick just to get like any flaky dead skin cells off while I'm in the shower. And then I get out, and then I use the toner, and then I use the dual acne treatment, and then the lotion. So the oil control lotion and sunscreen, I think, is the biggest change that I can tell. It's a little thicker. It was thick before, but it's a little thicker, and it leaves a little bit of a white cast, I feel like. You can use it very sparingly. If you use too much, you can tell, because it leaves a little bit of a white cast. It ends up going away once it soaks into your skin, but that's just a notice that I'm di that's just something that I'm noticing that's different. I don't think it affects anything else, but then again, I'm outrageously white. So if you had a darker complexion, not even just a darker white complexion, I mean like if you are olive skinned or, you know, you have black skin, you probably are gonna see that white cast a lot more than me. If I can notice it, I can only imagine how darker skin tones are going to notice it. So I have noticed that it does disappear once it soaks into your skin, but then again, like I said, I am very white, so I'm curious as to know how it looks on the darker skin tones. So other than that, I feel like there was just so much more that I needed to say, but I'm not really. I'm still so tired, and I'm not really. My brain's not really working right now. So I guess I'll have to tune back in next week to talk about whatever I missed this week. But I really wanted to make sure that I get a podcast up for you guys this week because I didn't last week. I just felt like there wasn't really much to say. My biggest thing, I feel like this past 2 weeks was my weight and the acne wash. Other than that, not much has gone on. Just been exhausting and working and with my daughter and fiance and just life. So maybe next week we'll have a lot more to talk about. So until then, I'll see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.